Good afternoon. Today our podcast will be about optimizing and designing your CV so that you can successfully apply for internships, graduate positions in banking, consulting, marketing, FMCG, and some other industries. The key thing for the successful CV is to keep it short to one page. If you really have to go over one page, then you can try to do 1.5 pages. Try not to have 2 pages unless you're a very successful executive with lots of years of experience. So you should really keep a very clean and to the point layout with your name at the top, your address, your phone number, and your email address as the header. Then basically the CV should be structured in 4 key sections. So your personal profile, your educational achievements, your employment history, and your additional information. So in additional information, we put everything else that you might have achieved or you're proud of. For example, the languages you speak, the IT packages you can use, any publications you've done, any volunteering activities you've taken part in, anything else apart from education and actual employment history. So basically, once again, 4 key sections. Your profile should be a couple of sentences long, not longer than this. It should use the keywords which an application is asking for. It should state probably how many years of experience you've got, what is your latest educational achievement. For example, if you have a master's degree or an MBA, you should include it there. Then you should probably include also your key achievements in numbers. So for example, if you've achieved sales of £200,000 in your previous employment, then please include that. If you've managed to save £1 million by implementing a certain effort or a certain strategy, include that as well. So anything numeric is critical. Then your education. So from the latest one to the previous one, if you have an MBA or master's degree, then I would include that and your bachelor degree. I wouldn't probably go back as early as your high school results because you already have a postgraduate degree, which overrides that. Just include the key latest degrees, the schools they've been achieved in, and the years, the period of time. You could also include the title of your dissertation if you did a postgraduate degree, also the mark that you achieved during your dissertation, the key courses you've taken, and the grades. I would strongly suggest to include or to start with the courses which have the highest mark for obvious reasons. And if you've achieved a pass or a fail on something, then you should probably not include it. If, of course, you have lots of courses where you've achieved distinction or merit. Then employment history, there you should list all your employment to date with the name of the companies, the position, and the key responsibilities. Try to tie these key responsibilities to the requirements of the job that you're applying to, because it is critical, and try to use the keywords which are used in the application form. When you're writing about your responsibilities during your jobs, I would advise using action verbs such as, for example, achieved, performed, brought on board, about clients, led, managed, something very actionable, and that will really help you stand out. And in additional information, I would include languages, IT proficiency, any hobbies you might have. And that's very important because you should demonstrate that you didn't only study or work, you also have something outside of education and employment that interesting to you. And I would also include volunteering, any publications, any kind of competitions you might have won, anything which is you're proud of, really. Then a couple of other questions. So this was the basic layout, but it is also very important to remember some key points in general about writing successful CVs. It really should be scannable. In other words, it should really be easy to read. Employer would have a few seconds to actually have a read of your CV, so they don't have much time. Therefore, all the key information should really be laid out in a simple, easy, and clean format for them to be able to scan and, you know, understand whether you're suitable for a job. Also, it should really be kept short. As I mentioned before, one pager is probably ideal, particularly if you're applying for banking or consulting jobs. However, if you have more to say, then it's probably better to allow it to expand a little bit more, possibly to 1.5 pages, but that should be just about maximum. Also, I would also recommend decluttering your application. So if you feel that a long time ago you worked somewhere as a shop assistant and you're applying for an internship in investment banking at the moment, then it probably makes sense to get rid of that job because it is not really relevant, unless you of course find some relevant points to the application and currently you're making. So only keep the jobs that you feel are most relevant for your particular application. And you should also aim to order the sections in your CV in the right way in order to reflect the type of roles you're applying for. Also, one issue that many people are asking about and many employers are worrying about is the fact that there might be some gaps on your CV. In that case, it's probably best to explain the gap, but explanation of the gap should probably take place in your cover letter, which should accompany the CV. It's always best to preempt the questions that might be asked. If you're switching careers, for example, if you were working as an account manager for a company and decide to go into consulting or banking, you should probably mention that in your opening profile statement. You should feel, you should sound and feel really positive and enthusiastic about it. And you should find the points of traction, you know, the points which would actually show that you're a suitable fit for this particular new career switch. So I believe that these are probably the key points, and I think that if you keep your CV to one page, if you really, really proofread it really well, and I always recommend proofreading from back to the front, if you delete non-relevant pieces of information, if you keep the layout clean and to the point and very sharp, if you possibly have a professional or your friend or family to have a look over it, to provide you with comments about it, then I'm sure you'll be successful in your next application form. And if you have any further questions about laying out your CV, please get in touch.